Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that everybody is doing fine tonight. I hope all is well. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight we're going to talk about decisions, decisions, decisions. Decisions that we have to make every day. Do I have to pay this bill today? Do I need to take my car in for an oil change? Oops. There's a leak on the roof. All this rain, of course. What do I have to do now? Well, decision, decision, decision. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, it's all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Make a decision can be a burdensome task. What you decide can have far-reaching consequences for your own life as well as for the lives of people who are dependent on you. That is why some people try to avoid their responsibility while others make reckless or selfish decisions. Decision, decision, decision. To ensure you that you do not become trapped in these situation, you should take all your concerns to God in prayer. You should take and lay your problems, doubts, and fear at his feet and talk to him about your plan and thoughts for the future. Leave the matter to him and ask him to guide you in every decision that you have to make, so that you can remain in his will. Decision, decision, decision. If you are willing to trust the Lord unconditionally, you will find that he will open doors for you in his own wonderful time and way, and will guide you on the path that he has chosen for you. Remain in his presence of the living Christ, and continually aspire to please God, and you will find that you make the right decision because God's loving guides you. Decision, decision, decision. Well, the human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps. Proverbs 16, chapter, the 9th verse. It is always a good thing to have a plan. It is also good to acknowledge that plans change. And sometimes these detours actually lead us to a better way. Make your list, set your priorities, perfect your agenda, and work them well. But in the midst of it all, remember to surround them to God, surrender to them to God. Then sit back and watch what your willingness and your prepared heart can do in the light of His direction. Decision, decision, decision. Who has known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct you? But we have the mind of Christ. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 2:16. When you receive Christ, you are regenerated spiritually and given a renewed way of thinking. The Spirit of God makes His home in you. That's how you can make better decisions. You have the mind of Christ given all that. Shouldn't this life be easy? Shouldn't you always know what to do? Not necessarily. You still have your own nature and will, but you also have a resource to turn to. And who is that? Yes, our Father God. As you quiet yourself and learn to hear the mind of Christ within you, the way does become clear. And these decisions that we have to make, it will become easier. Once it comes to our mind, God will let us give us guidance and wisdom how to go about taking care of them. If that roof is leaking, He'll make sure that you call the right person to get it fixed. If you have to get that oil changed, He will direct you to the right place to get it done. If I need to pay this bill, well, He'll make the decision and also give you the resources to pay it. So all of the decisions that you're going to have to make, God will make it easier for you. Those decisions will become not a problem anymore because you'll put your faith and give these things to God to help you for guidance and making the right decision. We should allow the Lord guide us always. He will satisfy your needs, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like a well-watered spring that never fails. That's Isaiah 58:11. I am going to read from the Amplified Version, Isaiah 58:11. And it reads, "And the Lord will guide you continuously and satisfy you in the drought and in dry places." I guess you said, it's not dry right now with all that rain we've been having. "And make you strong and your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whom water fails not." There's another one I want to read that is on the same chapter, but it's a different verse. It's verse 14. And guess what it says? Then will you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will make you to ride on the high places of the earth. Wow. "And I will feed you with heritage promised to you of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Well, that's wonderful that we can rest in the Lord and knowing that He will do everything that we need done. But sometimes he will do things in his own time and way. He will pour out with which you sustain your own life with for the hunger and satisfy the need of afflicted. Then shall your light rise in darkness, and your obscurity and gloom become like the noonday. Yes, just like he said, he will guide you. He shall guide you continuously and satisfy you in drought and dry places and make you strong and your bones strong too, so you'll be able to get up and go and do the things that you have to do. Isn't that wonderful to know that God will make all those things perfect for us? But just knowing at times we're going to have those feelings and those disappointment, those times when we don't have the money to get those things done. But just seek him, and he will provide for you. He will give you resources that you won't have to deal with all. You're still going to have to make decision, but it will be easier decision. He will plant it on your mind and your heart what to do. Isn't that wonderful to always have a loving God right there? Even though that you have lost your other half, or we have lost our other half, just knowing that he is the other half. He's making sure that we are able to pay the bills or have our oil change done, even if there's a leak in the roof, how he provides. He will provide just all the decisions that we need to make. We just have to keep loving on him and having a faith in him. And guess what? We won't even think about those decisions. Isn't that wonderful to have a loving God like Jesus? How many more minutes we have? I think we have about 12 more minutes. What can we talk about? Because I have completed my message about decision. But while I have time, I have some beautiful verses that I would like to read you. And there is one right here. God is not a God that hides himself. He's a God who made all that he might reveal himself. The Lord, your God, is with you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. That's your God. Isn't that wonderful? And the Lord, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power, by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Turn those decisions to him. Eyes have not seen, and nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for whom he loves. Faith is deliverance, confidence in the character of God, whose ways you may not understand at that time. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The Lord is good for those whom hope is in him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Yes, do not forget all of his blessings, his benefits. You will fill me with joy in your presence. That means you can have joy in feeling the presence of the Lord. The Lord your God is with you. He will take your great delight in you. He will quiet you again with his love, and he rejoices over you with singing. Just one second, let me find a few more. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. God is not a deceiver that he should offer to support us, and then we lean upon him shall slip away from us. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. I come that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be filled. Forget the former things. Forget the past. Live for the future. Do not dwell on the past, for I am doing a new thing. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Give it up. Give it up to him. The Lord is good to those whom hope is in him. God is not a God that hides himself, but a man who made all that he might reveal himself. And I think that's all that I have for you tonight. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that he may be called children of God. So what you're going to do with decision this week, decision, 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 you're going to rest it in the Lord's hands so he can help you take care of it. And he will do just that. So go out this week and let God handle your business. Because he can do a better job than we can. I hope that, I know this past weekend was Father's Day, and I know it wasn't easy, but guess who's your new father? Guess who's your new other half or other spouse? That father will never leave you or forsake you. He will always be there with open arms. We just have to trust and believe. Because even though you love your spouse and you wish he was there, guess what? He can't replace the love of God, the grace and mercy that God gives us each and every day. So I just ask you to love on Jesus. Love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. And he will take care of you. He will help you with that void and fill that hole that sometimes opens, where it makes you feel so sad. He will fill that void. Just like you got today is Tuesday. So you got through that Sunday. You didn't think probably you were going to get through Sunday. But you got through it. Got through Monday, and now it's Tuesday. He's going to continue to help you get through one day at a time. So this ends our program tonight. Be blessed and knowing that you can always depend on God's love. He will never leave you or forsake you. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday. Love you and good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
You.